who ran her own business. She was here not because she had to be, but because she'd chosen to be. Yet since joining Eve's book club, the fun had slowly been sucked out of the idea. Now, when Eve asked a question, she felt the same creeping dread she had when the teacher had started picking on her. As Lottie parked her bum on the spare seat and struggled with how to reply, Gyra leant across and whispered, "Tell her the best bit was the humour. Wasn't it about a serial killer?" Eve cleared her throat. "Are you answering the question, or is Gyra?" Oh, bugger it. This was the second month on the trot she'd failed to pick up the nominated book. I'm sure it said something about how busy she was, how knackered when she got home. But it also said something about the choice of book. "Confession time! I haven't read it. Whatever it was." Eve narrowed her eyes. "You haven't read My Sister the Serial Killer? Like you didn't read Big Sky last month?" "No, I'm really sorry, but no." Lottie felt all the eyes of the book club members turn to face her. "The thing is, the books that are selected, brilliant though I know they must be, judging from the reviews, they're quite heavy. They take time and a fair bit of concentration to read them. I can see how concentrating might be difficult for you." Laughter echoed around the room. Usually, Lottie was up for having the piss taken out of her. But Eve had touched a nerve, still raw from the endless prodding and rubbing her teachers had given it during her school years. "Why'd you say that?" "Come on, Lottie." Eve gave her a small smile. "You're always talking. It must be hard to focus when so much of your brain power is used for speech." Lottie's temper, rarely seen, started to wriggle out of its burrow. "Isn't that what being in a club is supposed to be about? Talking to each other?" "About the books, yes." Lottie drew in a breath, her gaze bouncing around the room. All faces she knew, yet behind them, people she had no clue about. This felt less like the club she'd hoped for and more like a stuffy meeting. "Shouldn't we be able to talk about things outside books too? Get to know each other a bit rather than stick to a rigid set of questions. And hey, maybe sometimes we could throw in a suggestion of a book to read, rather than following a regimented list. Include a few lighter, fun reads, like a bit of Jilly Cooper." Silence. If a pin had dropped, Lottie would definitely have heard it. Feeling awkward, she tried to smile. "Okay, judging by your expressions, maybe not. In fact, maybe the best thing for all of us is if I stop interfering with your meeting and leave you guys to it." It might have been a cool exit if she'd not tripped over the chair in her desperation to get out. She was halfway down the corridor when she heard her name being called. She turned to see Gyra and... God, how bad was it that she couldn't even remember the other woman's name? "What you said?" Gyra gave her a hesitant smile. "Heidi and I, we totally agree with you." "Jilly Cooper's one of my favourites." The woman Lottie now realised was Heidi started to laugh. "You've got no idea how many times I wanted to suggest we read a big, sexy rom-com for a change. I used to read them all the time, but then Eve set up the book club. Don't get me wrong, it's been great. I've read authors I've not come across before and books I'd never have tried. But..." When she trailed off, Lottie smiled. "But you miss the rom-coms." Heidi groaned. "Oh, I miss the fun and the sexy bits. And God, the love story. All that feeling of your heart being twisted, but then everything working out in the end. It's such a high.